president takes aim at Joe and Hunter Biden. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The Bidens got rich. And that is substantiated.
President Trump at a rally last night in Minneapolis called Hunter Biden a loser, said Joe Biden isn't very smart, talking about what the Biden campaign calls lies and conspiracy theories about Ukraine, and the president called impeachment insane.
This is nothing but a partisan witch hunt, sabotage.
House Democrats hope to question someone else this morning in their impeachment inquiry, though. Former ambassador to the Ukraine, Maria Yovanovitch. They've also subpoenaed Energy Secretary Rick Perry.
In a letter to Perry, the chairman of the House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and oversight committees want to know about the energy secretary's role in a phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president, as well as efforts to install a new board on a Ukrainian-owned energy firm.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Another oil tanker's been attacked in the Middle East. Fox's Simon Owen has details live.
Dave, Iran saying one of its state-owned oil tankers has been hit by two missiles as it traveled through the Red Sea off the coast of Saudi Arabia. This coming just under a month after the U.S. blamed Iran for a missile attack on Saudi oil installations. Iranian news reports say the ship caught fire, but the crew is safe. Iran's foreign ministry is warning of consequences, also suggesting oil has spilled into the sea. Dave?
Simon, the Nobel Peace Prize was given out this morning to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, honored for ending a border conflict with neighboring country Eritrea. A wildfire is burning this morning in the Los Angeles area, burning several homes, evacuating several neighborhoods, closing two freeways.
Incredible how fast these fires move, and I'm just grateful for the firemen.
Another fire in Kalamazoo, east of L.A., destroyed dozens of mobile homes. An 89-year-old woman reported missing. This is more than a half million homes and businesses still without electricity in central and northern California. The power cut to prevent fires. Many could have it restored today. America's listening to Fox News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Also at last night's rally in Minneapolis, President Trump brought up the situation in Syria.
The single greatest mistake our country made in its history was going into the quicksand of the Middle East. We spent $8 trillion.
No, he said we spent $8 trillion. The president said we defeated the ISIS caliphate and left. This as it's day three of Turkey's military operation going into Syria, targeting Kurdish fighters who were U.S. allies in that battle against ISIS. Turkey claims it's killed more than 200 terrorists, which is what it calls the Kurds, and the first Turkish soldier has also been killed in this fighting. The president's critics, both Republicans and Democrats in Congress, say it was a bad mistake to leave those Kurds and have American forces pull back. Meanwhile, there are moves for sanctions in Congress against Turkey economically. Days before 12 Democrats take the stage for another presidential debate, a new Fox poll has Joe Biden holding off Elizabeth Warren, who had taken the lead in a few other recent surveys.
The new poll shows former Vice President Joe Biden still leads the pack.
It's my job, our job, to go out and beat him on the merits. Because that is exactly what Donald Trump is most afraid of.
He's at 32%. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders fall behind at 22 and 17% respectively. No one else gets more than 5%. Head to head, Biden and Warren lead President Trump by 10 points. Sanders is up on the president by 9. When asked who's more honest and trustworthy among Democrats, 59% say Bernie Sanders. By comparison, only 35% say President Trump is honest and trustworthy. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up well over 200 points, suggesting big gains at the opening bell. In baseball's playoffs, Houston beat Tampa Bay 6-1 to advance to the American League Championship Series against the New York Yankees. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. University of Illinois officials say they are investigating anti-Semitic incidents on the campus here. Chancellor Robert Jones said on an email to students, faculty, and staff, a swastika was painted on the school's foreign languages building on Monday. The email also said a student raised concerns about anti-Semitic content at a staff development program for university housing workers. A school spokesperson said the exact nature of the comments were not clear, but they were made by a student. In the email, Jones apologized and said the two incidents, quote, challenge our fundamental values of tolerance and inclusion. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker wants to combine municipal fire and police pensions into massive funds. He plans to push legislation this month that reflects a task force report. It says the combined pool would generate up to $2.5 billion extra in returns in 5 years. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Save the date for trick-or-treating with the stores. It's back. Sunday, October 27th, in the Oven Basketball Practice Facility at 4th and St. Mary in Champaign from 3 to 5. Free candy, autographs from the U of I women's basketball team and coaching staff. Powered by the U of I Community Credit Union, the Department of Athletics at Illinois, ChampanaMoms.com, and ESPN 93.5. Visit ESPNCU.com.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations. Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. A little bit rainy out there. We've got a high 65 expected. They actually have the freezing point of 32 listed on our forecast tonight. I haven't heard any mention of freezing or frost until Thursday, though. We've got sunshine expected tomorrow, high 57, low 40, 63 with sunshine on Sunday, down to 34 at night. 64 now on ESPN 93.5.
It is number one New York Times bestseller, The Russia Hoax. Fox News legal and political analyst Greg Jarrett detailed the real story behind the scheme by the FBI and the DOJ to clear Hillary, bring down Donald. Now in the explosive follow-up, Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. Greg Jarrett continues his well-reasoned evisceration of a small group of powerful government officials. Mr. Greg Jarrett, how are you?
Stevie J, great to be with you, thanks.
Good to have you on. I just saw you on the TV like a few hours ago, so you're like burning the candle at both ends here. So.
Yeah, story of my life.
I'm telling you, though, what you're saying, you back it up with so much stuff, and your detractors can only say it's not true, he's just a right-winger with Sean Hannity. I mean, you have to be discredited because you can't handle the truth, I guess.
Everything I write is backed up with 1,500 footnotes properly sourced and authenticated. I use no anonymous sources. And, you know, as one person who read the book said to me, my God, every time I turn the page, I say to myself, did this really happen? And the answer is, it did. You know, this group of powerful unelected officials operating in the shadows of secrecy created not just the greatest mass delusion in American political history, the dirtiest political trick. And it was all conceived and commissioned by the Hillary Clinton campaign that paid for Russian disinformation and then sedulously fed it to the FBI, the DOJ, the State Department, but most of all to the grossly reckless and gullible media that committed repeated acts of media malpractice. So this book lays out what really happened, and I invite people to give it a try.
How will history write about this time? Will we ever get out of this time? There are questions that I know every generation has its challenges, but this feels different. This is like a challenge to our system. Is it that serious?
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, the people call it the deep state. I refer to them at the very beginning of the book as the malignant force. These are people in power, unelected officials, people in the intelligence community, the FBI, and they think they control the government, not elected officials. And, you know, Donald Trump vowed to drain the swamp. The swamp didn't want to be drained because power in Washington is like crack cocaine. And, you know, once you start smoking it, you never want to give it up. And so they fought back, and the only way they could do it was to destroy Trump's presidency, undo the election results, and drive him from office. And frankly, they're still doing it. Mm-hmm. Now we have the Ukrainian witch hunt, which to me is an abuse of power by Democrats. This conversation with the president and President Zelensky, people can read for themselves the transcript. It's not a crime, as the Department of Justice Criminal Division confirmed, and it's not an impeachable offense.
How does this end? I mean, how does it ever stop this vitriol, this I've got to get Trump, I hate Trump, how does it end?
Well, the media have to be more honest and responsible. They've lost their credibility by reporting so many fake news stories. I spend entire chapter 6 called The Media Witch Hunt, 54 pages filled with examples of media malpractice. But most of all, I think the current Department of Justice under the leadership of the Attorney General and the U.S. attorney assigned to investigate the corruption and lawlessness, John Durham, it's up to them to expose the malevolent, rapacious acts of all of these people I'm talking about. James Comey, Andrew McKay, Peter Strzok, John Brennan, James Clapper. Clapper was the leaker, and Brennan was the instigator of the witch hunt. And the reckoning awaits. I think we'll get the first taste of it next Friday, week from today, when the Inspector General report is expected to come out. It's a thick compendium of evidence, and I think it will be damning as to the people I've mentioned. I think there'll be criminal referrals to Barr and Durham. They may present the evidence to a grand jury for indictment. So, you know, as I say, and I end the book, the reckoning awaits. That's the only way. Is, you know, it's easy to invent a lie. Uncovering the truth is hard.
But if nobody reports it, Greg Jarrett, how does anybody know about it? Because they're not going to report anything that's damning, are they?
Well, they're going to have to report it. You know, look, when the Attorney General comes out with a finding, or the Inspector General comes out with conclusions of corruption and criminal referrals, it's impossible for the mainstream media to ignore it. I, you know, when I talk about the mainstream media who were so reckless and biased and blinded by their own hatred, I'm not talking about, you know, local media, for example, who are generally very honest and responsible. I'm talking about, you know, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal is an exception to the rule. They're often very good and accurate. The Washington Post is not. MSNBC, CNN, these people need to be more honest or they will continue to squander their credibility.
Yeah, and audience continues to go down. But last question, Greg Jarrett, the book is Witch Hunt, available everywhere. New York Times bestseller, Greg Jarrett. How did we get to the AOC where you can't be Ellen DeGeneres sitting by a former president, and it's not an apology they're seeking. They're seeking total submission. We're at a point where it's a fascism. The Antifa is really fascists. They're throwing urine at people last night in Minneapolis when they come out of the Trump rally. What happened?
Well, the president needs to tone down his rhetoric. I would begin with that. You know, people say, oh, I'm, you know, a Trump sycophant. I'm not a Republican. Trump has often criticized the things I say about him, the things I write about him, but it begins with him. I think he needs to tone it down. But so do Democrats. You know, the Adam Schiff is a perfect example of, you know, a guy who repeatedly made false claims. He, you know, he lied about Carter Page, he lied about the dossier, he lied about Bruce Orr, he's now lied about the whistleblower. People need to stop making false accusations based on something they don't know or haven't seen.
Yeah.
So both sides of the aisle are to blame. It needs to stop.
Listen, congratulations on your success. You are very diligent and very thorough, and people can read all about it with your books. Witch Hunt, The Story of the Greatest Mass Delusion in American Political History, Greg Jarrett. Hey, thanks for being on. Thanks for what you're doing.
Stevie J, thanks so much.
ESPN 93.5. You see Greg Jarrett all the time on Sean Hannity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's writing these books. He has 1,500 footnotes. He does not use anonymous sources.
Very insightful.
But people will still say he's just a hack. If you write things people don't like, you're a hack.
I know it.
Time for baseball.
Yeah, tonight. Baby.
It is game one of the National League Championship Series on this October 11, here we go. The Cardinals are still playing baseball.
And so are the Washington Nationals, and they'll be at Busch tonight. Let's hear more details with our Redbird recap.
The Cardinals and Nationals kick off the NLCS tonight at Busch Stadium, 7:08 the first pitch, 6:13 for Ameren Total Access. Mike Schilt and company coming off a five-game NLDS win over the Braves. The Nationals beat the Dodgers in five games. And tonight, Miles Michaelis on the mound against Anibal Sanchez. Schilt on his rotation, which will go Michaelis, Wainwright, Flaherty, and Dakota Hudson.
Same order in which that we just got through participating in the previous series, so that was effectively how we thought about it. You know, we talked about this and continue to look at our decision process and realize that we've got a lot of really good options. And so felt confident about Miles in game one, clearly, and Waino game two, and we'll move forward from there.
Miles Michaelis tonight, Adam Wainwright tomorrow. Then the series shifts to D.C. Last night, the Astros beating the Rays in five games, Yankees and Astros in the ALCS. For the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Chris Raby.
He has earned the distinction as the greatest catcher in Cardinals history. What other superlatives define Yadier Molina? Adam Wainwright,
champion.
Matt Carpenter.
Teammate.
Mike Schilt.
No doubt Hall of Famer.
Willie McGee.
The face of the franchise.
He's the one, the only Yadier Molina. And he's being honored with a one-of-a-kind tribute in the 2019 Cardinals yearbook. Pick up this exceptional salute to an extraordinary talent at cardinals.com/publications or 314-345-9000.
Houston is moving on to face the New York Yankees, who have been sitting around twiddling their thumbs for a few days, trying to figure out who are we going to play. 6-1 winners over the Tampa Bay Rays.
Battle of the Titans. I mean, Houston and the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a dynamite series. And then the Washington Nationals have been installed as a favorite.
Oh, really?
So the wild card team is favored over a division winner, and that's fine with me.
Wow. New England Patriots remain undefeated, even though at halftime it was 14-all against the New York Giants.
So, undefeated playing Urbana. They don't play anybody.
Okay. Look
at their schedule.
I mean, not quite.
Come on. Patriots, play somebody.
Colts got a bye this weekend. Detroit and Green Bay will be Monday night football. Bears are off. The next foe will be the Saints on the 20th. New Orleans is in Jacksonville on Sunday. I'm sure that'll come up in conversation.
Yep.
Illinois football and number 16 Michigan tomorrow at 11.
Urbana beat Centennial, so I should say the Patriots are playing Centennial. Sorry. Centennial's young, though.
Dick Butkus' statue is being dedicated today, and the weather looks like it's going to be just fine.
Yep.
I mean, a little rainy, but high 65, low 33. 57 the high tomorrow with sunshine, down to 40. 63 with sunshine on Sunday, down to 34. We're currently at 65.
And Coach Kyle over at Centennial dealing with a lot of youth.
Mm-hmm.
Centennial rebuilding.
That happens.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer. Turner Specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years. WattsCompany.com, Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Going to catch up with Habib. Habib, he's over at the I Hotel. Tell you why in a moment. 720.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are pointing to optimism on Wall Street after President Trump agreed to meet with China's vice premier at the White House. It's believed the upcoming meeting is a sign of progress in trade negotiations with China. Those talks are continuing today. Investors are hoping there could be progress that would hold off on tariff increases to take effect next week and in December. Hyundai and Kia have set aside more than $760 million to settle U.S. lawsuits over engines that could catch fire. Companies are also installing software to monitor for symptoms of engine failure and will take other steps to make cars safer. Brooklyn Brewing will make a non-alcoholic beer in response to demand for trendy drinks with no alcohol. The brew will be sold nationally next month. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Did you know the manufacturing industry employs more than 11,700 women and men in Champaign County? Join Champaign County EDC and the Atkins Group as we celebrate National Manufacturing Day and Illinois Manufacturing Month this October. Local companies like Latania Sports Group, APL Engineered Materials, and Apprentice are opening their doors to the public for tours, and we're proud to celebrate their contribution to our local economy. To learn more and register for these tours, visit mfgday.com. That's mfgday.com.
When you're juggling multiple things just to get the job done, sometimes equipment on your work site sits idle or will be used for something else, like your skid steer being used as a bird bath or your excavator becoming a back scratcher. But idle equipment costs you and your work site time and money, which is why United Rentals is combining equipment, data, safety, and expertise to help your work site perform better. To learn more, visit unitedrentals.com.
You're looking live at the I Hotel and Conference Center. Habib, Habib, one of our county's most valuable. You're standing there, my friend. What is happening this morning?
Good morning, Stevie. I'm at the I Hotel, and there are people streaming in. People were registering, including last night.
Wait a minute. You can still walk up and do this?
Well, you can if you want. We would have only a few seats left. We added a second and a third room, and now we have three rooms that are going to be practically full.
Congratulations on that success.
When you go with Habib, baby, it's a winner. Okay, so what are you teaching today? What's happening today? What will people get out of this?
Well, there are five speakers. John Maxwell is the perennial guy. He's the guy that holds that, and he speaks. Everybody likes what he has to say. Then he has several people, five more speakers. Marcus Buckingham, who's a global researcher and thought leader. Angela Ahrens, the former senior vice president for retail for Apple. Rachel Hollis, who many people know as an author, especially women like Rachel Hollis. And Chris Cogan, who is an expert on wealth and retirement. So all of these people are going to talk about leadership and things that have helped them in their life. And most people that are here will get multiple. They won't be able to write enough notes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hey, Habib, you do so much corporate work. Could somebody tailor this for their company?
Absolutely. We can. I have the rights as a executive director with John Maxwell Company. I have the rights to rebroadcast this privately or publicly from now till the end of February. So if a company wants to have like a Christmas party for their employees, maybe even employees and spouses, if somebody wants to do something for Thanksgiving for their clients and employees, they can contact me via HabibHabib.com, and we can book a private event for them. And it will not be like $109 a person like it is today. It will be much more cost effective. It'll be one fee for anyone. I have 100, 200 people, they can do that.
What a high-level deal at an affordable price, and they would get great stuff from it. Habib, you're truly one of the finest guys I know.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt.
Hey, Diane and Stevie, you guys are coming after your show.
Yep, we're coming. So I'm just wondering, do you have enough jokes to stall till 9:10? Could you do that for me? To stall till we want to get there as quickly as
we'll
possible.
We'll tiptoe in the back.
Yeah, we'll be
there. We're going to have a break at 10. I'm going to have you come up to the mic and say hi to everybody. Okay, Stevie?
Well, you do whatever you want, my friend, because I'm coming. I can't wait, and I'm looking forward to it. Habib, keep up your great work, my friend.
Thank you, Diane and Stevie.
Take care.
HabibHabib.com. HabibHabib.com. That'd be really cool for a business.
Yeah. Well,
HabibHabib.com.
Nice.
Okay, 7:27. Kent Brown coming by later?
Oh, yeah.
It is Friday.
It is busy, though. He's got his plate full with this Dick Butkus unveiled at 2.
Yeah.
Right over off 4th Street and the Smith Football Center dedication.
And we got, I can't remember. One team, Northwestern. Who's coming in?
Michigan.
Oh. Yeah, that guy, Harbrug? John Harbrug? I can't remember.
Joe, no.
I'm just kidding. Jim Harbaugh back with his team. Mike Ditka coached Jim Harbaugh.
I remember.
That was his quarterback for a while.
I remember.
I remember some of the things he said as he came off.
He's a good-looking dude.
Well, there's that. Hadn't really thought of that one. Does estate planning seem too complicated? The experienced team of financial advisors at Busey Wealth Management can help you navigate through the process with ease. Estate planning is an often overlooked element of financial wellness. It's estimated over half of Americans, 56%, do not have an updated estate plan. October, National Estate Planning Awareness Time. That's when you really say, okay, do I got this or what? First of all, don't delay. Identify assets. Make your wishes known permanently. Then there's no doubt. There's no ambiguity, no arguments. Be open and honest. Adapt the plan over time. Establish a timeless legacy and consult the professionals at Busey Wealth Management. Speak with their team of experienced financial advisors. No cost obligation. Just sit down and talk. 800-67-Busey. Go to Busey.com. Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value, no bank guarantee. Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, next.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
Megan Parsons from Savoy, Illinois, and I work in human resources at the Lemon Company in Arcola. So I have had back problems over half of my life, and I've been to physical therapy a variety of times. What I would say was different about Mettler is the therapy was one-on-one in a private room, private setting. So just focusing on getting me to a point that I could manage my own pain, work on strength.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit Mettler Center.com today.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The former ambassador to Ukraine, Maria Yovanovitch, is scheduled to meet privately with members or staff of three House committees today. It's part of the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. President Trump says about that.
They know they can't win the 2020 election, so they're pursuing the insane impeachment witch hunt.
The president at a campaign rally in Minnesota last night. The Nobel Peace Prize is awarded to Ethiopia's Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee praising a peace deal with neighboring Eritrea, an agreement which reunited families after decades of separation. Judges saying many of Abiy's reforms are still works in progress, but...
It is now that Abiy Ahmed's efforts deserve recognition and need encouragement.
Abiy's office saying, we are proud as a nation.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Our local news brought brought to you by Latitude Apartments. Living life at Latitude Apartment means living life unlimited. Get a tour at 608 East University Avenue in Urbana. Choose to live Latitude and elevate your living experience today. Live Latitude.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 19-year-old man has been charged in connection to a July 29th holdup in Champaign. Police were called out to the Mattis North Apartments, where a 16-year-old had said he arrived to pick up a friend when he was approached by a person he recognized as Savion. The teen said Savion took $500 from the teen and had pointed a gun at him. Savion Adorno was arraigned Thursday on charges of armed robbery and aggravated robbery. Governor State University faculty and staff have authorized a strike. A news release from the Illinois Federation of Teachers says Local 4100 has been in negotiations with the administration since last fall. The IFT has filed an intent to strike notice after faculty and staff voted to authorize a strike. They are currently working without a contract. There are 240 faculty and staff at the university represented. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Live Latitude and elevate your living experience today.
I love the rooftop terrace, and my car is protected from the elements in the covered parking.
Uniquely modern for today's professionals, students, and grad students.
With the 24/7 fitness center.
So many amenities and sophisticated style.
Centrally located near the heart of campus.
Latitude Apartments, 608 East University. Mention you heard it on the radio and waive your application fees. Call 355-1535. Or visit livelatitude.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A little bit rainy to start. Today's high 65. Hopefully it'll go away for that Didbuckus statue dedication at 2. Down to around 33 this evening. We've got a high 57 with sunshine tomorrow. Down to around 40. 63 the high with sunshine on Sunday. Down to around 34. Right now we're at 64. ESPN 93.5.
Lace up your running shoes Sunday, November 3rd to make this year's Illini Dads weekend a special one by participating in the Illini Dads Association inaugural 5K Fun Run. Registration starts at 7 a.m. with the run beginning at 8:30. Located on the beautiful University of Illinois Arboretum at 2001 South Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. We'll be there on race day playing music, handing out goodies, and sharing in the experience. Plus, Illini Athletic Director Josh Whitman will lead the runners and walkers as they make their way through the park. It's the Illini Dads Association inaugural 5K Fun Run on Sunday, November 3rd. Cost is $35 per person, is open to everyone, and it includes a commemorative T-shirt. The Illini Dads Association is the longest-running collegiate parent association in the country. Visit IlliniDads.com to register today. That's IlliniDads.com.
It's Friday. It's time for Wisdom to Central Illinois. You are welcome. Brother Johnny in New Orleans, how are you?
Hey, I'm tired. Tired this morning. I watched the Trump speech last night, an hour and 40 minutes. Then I stayed up and watched it again. Coach, I'm tired.
Mike Ditka, Naples, Florida. How's Florida, Coach?
It's good. I mean, my golf's not good, but it's good. It's nice. Weather's nice.
You just wait till you warm up, man. You just wait till you get laser beam focus again.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. I got to start with the Trump rally, gentlemen.
So they know they can't win the 2020 election. So they're pursuing the insane impeachment witch hunt. I've been going through it now.
20,000 inside, 25,000 outside. Raucous. I thought the president was a little raucous himself. What'd you take out of it watching it twice, Johnny?
Well, he was raucous. He's mad. I'd be mad. And he's fighting back. You know, I don't know, Coach. I don't know what to say about these Democrats now. I just don't. I think it's beyond the pale, but I'm kind of glad we got a guy standing up to him.
I'm playing, just... and if you beat the other guy, he would cry. They're crybabies. That's what they are. They're crybabies. The man has done, not that he's done a fantastic job, but he's done a very admirable job of being president of this country, And they don't know what that means. I mean, we haven't seen that leadership in that office for a long, long time. We didn't have it in with the individual before this president. So, you know, it is what it is. And people are going to believe what they want to believe and let them. I mean, that's fine, you know. But it's really a shame because the guy is doing a good job. The economy is good. Things are good. But that's not enough. What's enough? I don't know.
But, Coach, if can you imagine, just looking at what he's working on and what he's trying to do, can you imagine how he could do if we had fellow Americans trying to help him instead
Absolutely.
Of trying to stop
Absolutely.
Him?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. It would make America great again, and not that America isn't great. It is great, but it'll make it even greater. Because we'll all be pulling together on a lot of issues that need to be pulled together on.
Well, how about Johnny when he said the hardest country to work with is America?
He said, well, it is. Are you kidding? They're doing everything they can to take him down. We haven't seen this before.
Is this
and look what he's trying to do. Let's just think about that for just a second. He's trying to protect the border. What's wrong with that, Stevie? Let's just start with that. What's wrong with that? He's trying to get jobs for Americans. He's trying to get better deals with other countries that have been taking us to the cleaner. What are they complaining about other than they don't want Americans to do better? Mike, what are they complaining about?
I don't know. They don't know what they're complaining about, John. And that's a shame of it. And I think the media is really a little biased. They paint a bad picture. You know, they really defend the liberal point of view, and it's really wrong right now.
Well,
because the only point of view is not liberal or conservative; it's an American point of view.
Best.
Oh, I got in the way. Maybe I have to admit he is standing up for law enforcement.
Yes. Yes.
and trying to clean up some of our cities. So maybe that's what they're complaining about.
I don't know. Except all they can do is hit the personal attacks of how bigoted and racist and Nazi and all the bad words they can think of. And outside of Minneapolis, I have horrible things going on. They wouldn't let the Trump crowd leave. They had to get the police to kind of have a path for people to leave. They're throwing awful things on police and people. It is just disgusting the level of which this is sunk. Now, I had Greg Jarrett, who's on with Sean Hannity all the time. He was on a few minutes ago about his new book, Witch Hunt. He has 1,500 footnotes. He says, I don't use anonymous sources. This is all factual about this cabal in the upper levels of some of our government. But he did suggest that everybody needs to tone it down. He said he thought Donald Trump needed to tone it down to try and dial down this incredible energy. Is it possible, Johnny, do you think to dial down at this point?
No, I don't see it. I mean, it's just like, what do you do, Coach, when you're in that kind of a contest, I guess you could call it, or a battle. Maybe a battle's better. But, you know, I saw H.W. dial it down, you know. He took the high road. And we got Bill and Hillary Clinton, who we have not recovered from to this day. And we may still see her show up.
Yeah. Well, one of the greatest quotes ever, Hillary Clinton on Rachel Maddow asking Hillary what advice she would give everybody involved in this scandal with Donald Trump.
Tell the truth. And that would be advice that should be given to anybody caught up in this, because...
Yeah, tell, Coach, that was Hillary.
Evidently, Billy Boy never heard that.
Oh, my goodness. I heard that, and I'm going, unbelievable. So Hillary, what if she jumped back in? Would that be another good battle, Johnny?
It would be a battle. I don't see any way she could do it much better than whoever they've got right now.
Yeah.
So... it's going to be tough, but you're going back to dialing it down. No, I think it's kind of getting a little bit concerning, the level of emotion. And I tell you what, to be honest, Coach, I get a little fired up when I see them lying about all the things they're lying about and making stories up that are clearly fabricated and accusing Trump of doing, maybe he did, let's say, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1.5, and they've done a 9.5, and keep screaming at him for what they're doing. That's what bothers me. And I
you know, the amazing thing about this is, Well, in the whole scenario, if Donald Trump wasn't president, he was just the businessman that he is, and the success that he's been, no one would say a word about
it. Yeah, right.
So, I mean, it's really amazing that you find things to pick on. And really, you know, here's somebody who really, you know, he gained his wealth by doing the right things, and it's just a shame. You know, sometimes you want the old saying, fight fair. Give them a chance.
Yeah.
Fight fair.
Yeah.
And they're not fighting fair.
Well, and again...
No, they're not fighting fair.
Two days after he won the election, 2 days, all the networks started talking impeachable offense, impeach, impeach. They started that right after... Listen, here's a guy that wasn't supposed to win. He doesn't belong in this club. He did win, and they've got to get rid of him. He's going to mess up the cabal. He's going to mess it up.
Exactly,
Okay.
He's what they call it. He's wrecking their playhouse is what he's doing.
Right. It's,
they don't like it.
Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5. Okay, Johnny, apparently you met some Brits recently regarding the Chicago Bears.
I wanted to, Mike, I got to tell you. So, yeah, we got had dinner talking about rigging and stuff. These guys are from, one's from London and one's from Newcastle. And I mentioned your name. Yeah, Coach, he's a great guy. We do, and one of them goes, Mike Ditka? He's the one that bought that Perry guy over here. And the other guy goes, the refrigerator. And the other guy goes, William Perry. This is 35 years ago you went over there. And these two guys want to talk about Coach and refrigerator. And then they start talking
Unreal. Well, Mike Ditka was the innovator that thought about putting a 300-pound fullback in the backfield. That was awesome. And those guys,
you know, I don't know if those guys could have remembered who was prime minister back then.
They remember William.
Yeah, that's awesome. So for the Saints at Jaguars, what are you doing about that game, Johnny?
Stevie, going to Jacksonville. I'm going to watch the game with Mr. Khan, great guy, great American, and you know sometimes you put friendship over fanship, and I'm pulling for the Jaguars. I'm pulling for the Saints Jaguars Super Bowl, Coach. That, and the Jags are kind of, you know, they're good. They had their quarterback go down as well, and they're struggling. Saints are good, Coach. Saints have a good football team.
No, they're really good. I mean, he's done a great job of coaching them, and they are good. I mean, they're going to miss Drew Brees, but, I mean, the thing about it, I think people don't realize that. They're playing very well on the defensive side of the ball, so they're just a little bit different than the Saints team. I think they got a lot of bullets in their gun.
Yeah, and good news, Drew Brees is coming back week 8, meaning he'll miss the Bear game. Good call.
Yeah, I agree. And we're 4-1, that's good. We can go, you know, I was hoping for 4-4 without Brees, and we're going to do better than that.
Yeah.
But and Chad's got a good team, too. They've lost a couple close games, and they lost Foles. He had the MVP Super Bowl guy from Philly as quarterback, and I guess he broke his collarbone. But they got a guy named Gardner Minshew. He's doing okay.
Yeah, he is.
But, so it'll be fun in Jacksonville. It's a great city to visit, and Bobby and I are going over there.
That's
it'll
awesome.
Be great.
Well, that'll be fun, and it's so funny that the owner suite coach is only for Jacksonville fans, and Johnny said, I'm a Jaguar fan.
Be whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's the owner's suite. Okay, Colin Kaepernick can't believe he doesn't have a job. Coach, what if he's just no good at quarterback? I mean, he wasn't any good at quarterback when he started kneeling. Why did he get so good at quarterback? He's no good.
Well, what he was, I mean, there's a place for it, but you know, he's not a pocket quarterback. You know, he's got to be on the move. You got to move him out of the pocket. And, you know, he's a good athlete. I mean, I don't know, but all the problems that Colin Kaepernick have right now, he brought on himself. No one brought him on but him. Nobody. He brought them all on himself. Just play football, enjoy it. You know, you're not going to be a...
I'll tell you, Coach, it's great country, and you can be an activist or a politician, or you could be a quarterback. Quit trying to be everything, and I don't think Colin was doing well as a drop-back quarterback. The thing about Kaepernick, he reminds me, I don't know if you remember Aaron Brooks, Coach, but he got loose and would run around, and he was killing teams. But they hadn't seen anything like him in as a quarterback, because he came in when the quarterback got hurt. And but once they figure out what he can do, it's very difficult for an NFL quarterback to succeed if you can't do the drop back.
Because eventually you're going to have to stay in the pocket and throw the ball.
Yeah, right.
That's right. And Kaepernick isn't as good at that, and that's why they figured him out. But he's a great athlete, by the way.
Yeah,
a tremendous athlete.
But at quarterback position, I thought he'd faded greatly. He was good for about 8 games as far as I can remember. Anyway.
No, just like Mike said.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a drop back quarterback.
Right.
And that's the problem.
Okay. The last thing I wanted to bring up quickly, the NBA in China, somehow you have to mute your language when you're in China, because Adidas and Nike are trying to sell shoes that you endorse to 1.3 billion people, and they don't want to turn off that spigot.
You have to what?
They're selling shoes.
I don't get what
they're over there doing the NBA thing, but it's all about shoes. It's all about Adidas and Nike. It's all about money, and these guys are afraid to offend China when they'll certainly offend the United
States.
Steve Kerr will blast Donald Trump, but he's not going to say anything about China.
Yeah, well, that's business, not good. I hear what you're saying. But there's things like that going on. What about, hey, Mike, I did want to ask you, Stevie, I want to just ask the coach on a political issue. What about using the term illegal alien in New York and have to pay $250,000?
Is that a fine? That's a new fine? I didn't hear that. They're going to fine people?
Yeah, fine you. Yeah. If you use that term in a derogatory manner.
Wow.
Which they'll determine what that is.
Yeah,
but,
right.
That's the vision that you can start to embrace if that's where we're going.
Well, I mean,
you're going to New York, John, because I'm never gone.
you had George W. Bush sitting by Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen comes out and said, "Be kind to people." That's what it's about. And then the left blasts Ellen. They don't want an apology, Johnny. They want total submission.
I think they want a revolution, and then they want submission. It's interesting. They're pushing the communist socialist agenda and complaining about the top, 1-3%? Do you realize the largest gap in wealth is in China? The top boys have everything. They just make sure everybody else doesn't have anything. It's amazing.
Yeah, right.
And we're cheering for it. It's just crazy. And going back to the Trump rally, Stevie, you know, the mayor told the police that they couldn't wear their uniform and go to the rally.
Yeah.
But when Obama spoke there, when he was president, they ordered the police to go, and they were behind him in uniform.
Wow.
What about that?
That's crazy.
Come on, man. Talk about playing fair. Just play fair.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
And then they gave Donald Trump a $520,000 bill. They've never done that in Minneapolis ever, charge anyone for a political rally. They tried to do that. Trump said he's not paying it. So.
And I think people just want to try to play fair. We're open to hearing anything. But be fair about it.
Yeah.
Be honest about it.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying it.
Well, Coach,
I think I just got to get down to Florida.
Yeah, and keep your head.
Play some golf with the coach.
And
that's what I need to do.
Keep your head down on that swing, Coach. I think it's coming along. I think you're going to do great.
Let me tell you what. My back hurts today. My leg hurts. My shoulder hurts. But I'm going to go out there and swing at it.
That's what we're talking about, man. That's the coach. All right, Johnny, have fun in Jacksonville with Sean Connell.
Right,
look forward to it.
God bless you.
Love you, too. That's Mike Ditka, brother Johnny, coach down in Naples now. Johnny in New Orleans headed to Jacksonville for the Saints game in the owner's suite. And when Mr. Kahn suggested that the owner's suite was only for Jacksonville fans, Johnny said, "I am a Jaguar fan. John, I really am."
He's not wearing his Saints stuff.
He's wearing the Jaguars.
Yes.
Well, because that's awkward.
I mean,
you're in the owner's suite.
Still.
No, you can't do it. You need to do golf clap and just sit there and be. He can do that. He said, "I put friendship over fanship."
Okay, gotcha.
So he knows,
I like that line.
Knows Shad pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
751 ESPN 93.5. You're always welcome to text us, 359-2255. Check your weather next.
The holidays are coming up, and I need to replace my old stove and microwave. I am sick of them. First, we went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and they had this gorgeous black stainless steel range with a matching over-the-range microwave on sale for over $700 off. It has durable cast iron grates and a griddle, self-clean and convection. They both came with a 3-10-year protection plan and 0% financing for the whole year. But we wanted to check out the big box lumberyard, too. We like to never find anybody to help us. They did have the same things there, but when we compared price, warranty, delivery, installation, and everything, we went back to Dick Van Dyke and saved $250 over the big box. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could fit your two-story in Champaign, Urbana during the month of October. Get ready for the holiday cooking and save hundreds of dollars. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
The sounds of fresh meat grilling, the sounds of the marching Illini, and the sounds of Lovie Smith and his fighting Illini taking the field at Memorial Stadium. Ensure you have the best tailgate and get your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. They have fresh meat weekly, sausage, bacon, and eggs too. It's local fresh meat from right here in Champaign, Urbana. The U of I Meat Sales Room, open Tuesdays and Thursdays 1 to 5:30 p.m. and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Located off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana. Have the best tailgate this season when you buy your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. You want to make a splash. You want to impress your guests. You want them to walk out saying, wow. If you're planning a corporate event, private party, or need a customized menu, you need Miga Restaurant. From big business to small parties, Miga's private rooms can accommodate all party sizes. And they'll give you the luxury you deserve. Call 398-1020. Miga Restaurant.
Mulder Financial is your one-stop mortgage shop. I'm Jay Lehman, former All-American for the University of Illinois. I'm now a licensed real estate agent, and I get to work with mortgage brokers all the time. But who do I prefer most, and who do I use to put a loan on my own home? Mulder Financial. Quick pre-approval. Great rates. Mulder Financial, your one-stop mortgage shop. Visit MulderFinancial.com or in person at the corner of Windsor and Duncan at the Crossing to start your journey now.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Honda BMW. Oh, yeah. What's today? Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Little test drive.
11.
You can go buy and test anything you want. And I guess I start with the Pilot, and then you go to the Passport, and then you go to the Odyssey. And then you can get all the way to the Civic. I think the Civic's the best buy in vehicles.
You can poke around online, drivechampaign.com. Yep. If you want, you can express purchase.
Yeah, you can buy something they'll bring to your house. I've never even seen that before.
I know.
They are award-winning dealership, drivechampaign.com, off Neil at Brewash in Savoy. Say hey to my good friend Ben Quattrone. ESPN 93.5 at 5 before 8. Mike Schilt got fired up in the locker room.
Yes, he did.
With a real fiery speech with some bad words.
Uh-huh.
He apologized yesterday. I've got that apology. I thought it was extraordinarily well done.
Okay.
Really, really good. So stand by for all of that. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
As you can see, Stevie, a rainy start. Today's high 65. Should be clearing out, though, later, though. We've got a low 33 into the evening tonight. I just can't bring myself to stay in the freezing point. Up to 57 tomorrow with the sunshine, down to around 40 at night. 63 the high on Sunday with sunshine, down to around 34 in the evening. 64 now. I had a text from a friend wanting to check out the healthy living pool and spas on display at Marketplace outside of Dick's Sporting Goods. They do have a tent.
Yeah, they have a tent, so you need to go by and check these babies out. I mean, they're unbelievable.
Preston and Christian have been working with Master Spa right here, made in America, financing on the spot.
And they'll come and put it in, and you can say, I need it for my therapy.
Ah.
Totally. So that's a good tip on Healthy Living Spa coming to the Dick's parking lot today, mm-hmm. tomorrow, and Sunday.
With a tent.
Would you like to go to the Illinois-Michigan football game?
Oh.
359-2255.
You don't have the special.
I've got four
fancy
tickets.
Fancy seats.
These are four $80 seats.
Okay, that's good.
$80 there. Section 104.
Okay.
Row 60. That might be under the overhang, even though it's going to be a nice day tomorrow.
Texting in Illini to 359-2255.
What call do you want to...
I mean, too bad we can't go to 50 for Big Dick Buckus's number.
Well, you can.
Okay.
If you want $320 for tickets, these are obviously a little better seats if they're 80 each.
Right.
And if you want to go for free.
That's statue dedication, by the way.
Do not call me if you're going to scalp them. Come on, man.
Right.
359-2255, text in Illini.
Yes, and number 15. They're coming in.
Okay, because Dick Butkus is all the way up to 50. It's going to take
right.
us a while, isn't it?
359-2255.
It's just a question of can you go and be loud for me? I need you.
Dick Butkus statue at 2 o'clock right
today.
Off 4th
right.
Street.
359-2255, text in the line. And yeah, we're flying in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Go local with CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, for all your janitorial and equipment needs. The reviews are in. Folks love Betsy and Brad Parks and their team at CMI. One review says, we're so happy to have found CMI. What an awesome team. We've worked with Betsy Parks and Mindy Smith, and they have each gone above and beyond for us. We're truly in a bind when it came to our floors. Not only has CMI had the products we needed, but they're able to deliver them at no additional cost on the same day. Local, 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 CMI online, CMIclean.com. Okay, the news, the next. Then we'll find our winner for these $320, four tickets, $80 each. Fighting Illini in Michigan.
359-2255.
Text in Illini.
Mm-hmm.
News is next. It's Friday. It's October 11, ESPN 93.5.
Are you upset with your phone plan? I know of a place for you.